crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. Friday edition of the Coach's Corner, and we're going to talk American Legion Baseball. We typically talk to Coach Jeff Cincinnatus when we're talking about Helper American Legion Baseball, but this year we're going to talk to Dakota Cincinnatus, who's going to be the head manager. Dakota, it's odd to say that, man. It's come full circle. I remember talking to you. You were sitting in that chair when you were a freshman, sophomore, junior in high school. Yeah. Now you're leading a baseball team. It's kind of a neat deal.
I know it is. I'm really excited. I think we've got a good group of kids that are coming out, and I'm excited for this summer, and I'm excited to get going with it. So we'll see how it goes. It's going to be weird to be called Coach Cisneros. I know that.
Yeah. Now there's two Coach Cincinnatus. Now, just to be clear, your dad is going to oversee the program, but I know this is something that your dad's wanted to do for a while. He's wanted to oversee the program, right, rather than actually manage it and be in the trenches every single day.
Yeah, I think he needs a little bit of a break from it. I think it's going to be good for him to step back and kind of take care of some of the smaller things for the program. I'm sure he'll still have his say in a lot of things that goes on. You know, those kids are still a lot of his players for the high school program. But, yeah, he does need a break. I think he's excited to do a couple different things with this summer. And but, I mean, I know he'll be around the baseball team. So,
well, let's talk about your job duties. I mean, first things first, when you take over a program or when you start leading a program, you got to get your coaching staff in place. So what does the staff look like for the Helper squad this year?
I've got a really good staff. I've got a couple guys that I played with. Tyler Pocaroni and Cole Fawcett are going to help me. Those are kids that both played at Carbon, both played out there for the Legion team. Cooper Thorpe is going to help me as well. I know he's helped my dad at the high school program. He played at USU Eastern here in Price. So it's going to be good to have those three guys. I mean, they've played a lot of baseball. They know baseball really, really well. So I'm excited to have them. And then Ken Sorensen's also going to help me out. He's been around a lot of the younger kids, and I've talked to him about some things going on with those younger kids because I haven't seen a lot of them play. I don't know them a whole lot, and so he's given me some pretty good insight about them, who's pitching and, you know, and position players and whatnot. So I've got a good staff. It's going to be an exciting summer to have those guys help me out.
I know it's not the first time that you have been a coach. We've seen you on the basketball court before. What's the difference like being a player and being a coach, and has that been difficult for you to adapt to?
At times it's been hard, but it's been really fun. I mean, I dare say I like coaching better, but it's a different experience, and it's given me good opportunities to be around some people that I wouldn't have been around playing. And sometimes I find myself wanting to jump in there and do some of the things, you know, as a player would do, but I have to take a step back and try to figure out ways to, you know, communicate to the guys from a coaching perspective rather than a player perspective. So it's been hard at times, but I think I'm coming along with it, you know, and I try my best with it every day, and I think I can relate to kids a little bit better sometimes because of the playing aspect of it. So it's been good and really exciting for me. I mean, I love coaching, and it's something that, you know, that first year that I did, like you said, with basketball, and I've coached baseball here and there a little bit with my dad as well, and I've just fell in love with it. So it's been really good for me.
Yeah, when you mentioned some of the players on your staff, you guys had a lot of success with the Helper American Legion program. We haven't really been able to replicate that success. It was back-to-back state champions. You guys went on to the regionals. I mean, that has to help. These kids that come in, especially the younger kids, when you talk about the success that the program has had, I'm sure it motivates them.
Yeah. I mean, there's a rich tradition in Helper baseball. There's no doubt about it. There's been a lot of successful teams out there, and we're just trying to do our best to incorporate that into these younger kids and bring them up with that winning attitude and instill that tradition in them that Helper brings.
Now, I know when talking to Coach Jeff Cincinnatus last week, he wanted two teams, a 17 and under and a 19 and under, and you and I were talking a bit before we hopped on air. That's not going to be the case. Unfortunately, we didn't have the numbers to fill two teams, so it's one team, 19 and under.
Yeah, we're gonna plan on just running one 19 and under team for the summer. Like you said, we didn't get enough numbers out for a 17 and under team. I know there's a lot of kids that are working for the summer and doing some other things, and football, you know, that's coming around. They've got football workouts in the summer, and kids are just dedicated to some different things, and so we didn't get the numbers out that we wanted to do to have a younger team, but we're going to run with one 19 and under team for the summer and put all our effort into that.
Again, we're being joined right now by Dakota Cincineros. He is the manager of the Helper American Legion baseball team. Coach, let's talk about the schedule and what we have. Now that you have your team set, you guys will actually be picking up play right around the corner. I mean, it starts in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're going to be heading to a tournament in Burley, Idaho here the 6th, 7th, and 8th of June. And then we're going to get going with some conference games. We've got four different leagues for the Legion now. It's grown a little bit. There's a Northern League, and then there's a Salt Lake Valley League. We're going to be in the Utah County League, and then there's a Southern League. So it's definitely grown. I can't remember the exact amount of teams. My dad told me it was around 30 or so teams that are in the Legion now in the state of Utah. So it's growing, and it's really good to see. So, yeah, we've got games kicking off here pretty quick. The first week of June, we're going to be traveling up there to Idaho for a tournament. So we're all pretty excited for it. We're going to try to get as much practicing in as we can before that time comes and get some things figured out. But we're going to get rolling with it here pretty quick.
Let's talk about the first home game. When can the hometown crowd get out to the Helper American Legion field?
Looks like looking at the schedule here, we've got June 12th against Roosevelt out there in Helper at 6 o'clock p.m. That's when we're going to get rolling out there. And we'll get this posted here. I think we're going to get it posted online. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple different Facebook pages and that. We'll get a schedule posted. But, yeah, it looks like June 12th out there in Helper against Roosevelt is going to be the first home game.
Yeah, I know Helper American Legion baseball in summer, it's kind of synonymous with one another. It's been such a tradition, as you alluded to a moment ago. You get out there to that that beautiful ballpark, and Helper always has a pretty solid crowd turnout as well.
Yeah, I mean, I always see familiar faces from back when I played. They don't have kids playing. They don't have grandkids playing. They're just people that just love baseball. And that's what Helper's always been about. We've always got those faces out there, and there's always good support no matter what.
Let's talk about the makeup of the team. With the numbers being a little bit small, not a lot of senior leadership on this year's squad. You only have a couple of seniors from Carbon High School.
Yeah, I have three seniors that are off the Carbon baseball team this year, and I've got, I think, three returners from the college team. So they had played at Carbon, and they went off to play at the college this year, and they're going to return. Their birthdays were fell in the year that they were still capable of playing. So we've got just a few older guys. I mean, it's mostly a lot of younger kids, which is good. I mean, I'm looking forward to developing those kids. But as far as the older kids go, there's few of them. But we've definitely got some solid players and some solid leadership there. And I'm looking for a good summer out of those kids.
A good number, I guess, from a manager's perspective. You said you about to have, 21, 22 kids somewhere around there?
Yeah, about 21 or 22, and we've got probably five of those kids are older kids. So it's not a lot of older kids, but, we've got a good core of kids, and we're really excited to get going with it. So it should be a good summer.
I know that the idea of Legion Ball is to develop, right? I mean, that's the idea here. You want to win every game, obviously. Yeah. But is there a fine line, especially when, your dad's overseeing it. He's the coach at the high school, and you're almost like an extension of an assistant coach in a sense. So, I mean, how do you gauge that? Developing these kids, but at the same time trying to win games. That's probably kind of a difficult question.
No, it's a great question. I think his mentality with this summer program has always been to give guys an opportunity to improve, and whether they're returning seniors or guys that are coming back from a college season or underclassmen, I mean, he's always provided these kids with a place to play where they're going to be able to improve their skills and focus on baseball for the summer and get all the coaching that they can get so that by the time their high school season rolls around the next year, they've improved and gotten better, and at least they've been exposed to more games, more baseball, where you know the IQ is always going up from there. So I mean it's hard to always break that down into, do I want to get this kid time so that he improves, or do I want to give this older kid a chance to play so that we can have a better chance of winning? But at the same time, it's fun to see that in older guys and younger guys both out there, and they're always competing for positions, but we're going to do what we can to get as many guys time to improve for their next high school season. But I do have older guys, and I want to get them a chance to improve for their college season as well.
Tell me what the biggest difference is from a Coach Dakota Cincineros practice and a Coach Jeff Cincineros practice. Or not even a practice, maybe even the mindset of the game. What's the biggest difference?
I'm out there learning, and I think he was always out there, and he knew what he wanted to do. He always knew the situation before it was coming, and I don't a lot of the time. I'm learning you know, different coaching techniques and different coaching tactics to use. But that's mostly coming from him. I mean, he's always been my coach. He's always talked to me on and off the field about, you know, certain situations and certain ways to attack days. So I would just, I guess, say the preparedness. I mean, I'm going to make mistakes. I know that going into it. We've seen that before. You know, I've got young coaches, so it's not like we're going to be perfect. I think it's just, I guess, that preparation that he always brought to the table, where maybe that's something I might struggle with here to start, but I'll get it figured out. You know, like I said, I'm going to make mistakes, but I'm going to try my best to learn from them and work on that. So that might be the biggest thing. I think guys knew coming into practices, they knew what they were getting from him. Mm-hmm. You know, they knew ways to act. They knew, you know, it was always going to be serious. It was always going to be go time. And I think sometimes with me, it's a little bit more laid back. I joke with the kids and try to keep it lighthearted. But I mean, there's times where it does need to be serious. And I think that might be the biggest difference from him. People know how serious of a guy he is. So, yeah, I mean, that's probably what it is, the seriousness, I guess.
In-game philosophy, pretty similar.
Yeah, I mean, I do my best to take after what he taught me. Like I said, he's been my coach my entire life, and so the way that we go about games, the way we go about being prepared for you know, different teams and that, it's going to probably be really similar because I've learned everything I know from him. So,
Last question before I let you go. You do have the schedule sitting in front of you. Is there a stretch that you're most excited about? Is there a game or a stretch or a tournament or something that kind of appeases to you a little bit more?
You know, I see a lot of teams on here that I never really played against when I was playing Legion ball. We've got Westlake on here, Lone Peak, I think, and Timpanogos. Those are teams that I never really played against in Legion ball. They didn't have Legion teams as far as I'm aware when I was playing. Salem Hills. So those are some new teams I'm really excited to play. A lot of those programs, they're bigger schools as far as high school goes, compared to Carbon, and so I'm excited to play some of those teams. But I mean, I'm circling the Taylorsville one. I always liked playing Taylorsville. They were always a good team when I played. They always had a good program. They just have that winning attitude, similar to Helper has. And so I'm excited for that game. That's going to be July 10th up there in Taylorsville. So it's going to be an exciting day for baseball to go play those guys. So that might be the one I'm circling here on the schedule.
Well, Coach, it's a pleasure to get you in. Fun to talk a little Helper American Legion baseball. I know we'll talk again here relatively soon as the season gets off and rolling. Thank you again for the time. And again, a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Again, that's manager Dakota Cincinnaris of the Helper American Legion baseball team. We've got a break for just a moment. We'll come back and put the final touches on this week of Drive Time Sports right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.